Technology always invades our toys, but the toy guy is joining us this morning, Chris Byrne, to give us insight into all sorts of things as the 116th American International Toy Fair is taking place in New York City, and Chris joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
You're excited for a whole nother year of toy mania?
Absolutely. We've been looking at some of these things since probably middle of last year. So now I'm finally able to, the embargoes are lifted. I get to talk about some of the cool stuff we've been seeing for kids. One of the big influencers, of course, is TV that kids love. There's a show on Disney Junior called PJ Masks, and it's all about these little kids who, when they put on their pajamas, they become superheroes. And Just Play has created a whole line of toys. The one that's really cool for this fall is called the PJ Masks Seeker. It's about 3 feet long when it's opened up, and it's got all kinds of lights and sounds and interactive play. So it's really a great jumping-off point for imaginative play with characters that kids really know and love. That's going to be about $60, $59.99 when it comes out in the fall.
How important is it to have sort of a preset audience for some of these toys?
You know, it really is important because it's hard out there right now. The market is more diverse than it's ever been. Looking at innovation within classics is really important. Crayola, 116 years ago, introduced colored crayons for the first time. This year they're introducing a thing called Scribble Scrubby Safari Oasis. It is a sort of coloring set, but you work with these little animal figurines. They're about 2 feet tall. They've got flocking on them. You color them. You can display them. You can share them. You can be creative, and then you can put them in the Oasis, wash them off, and start all again. So it's really nice, rich play about $19.99.
You know, they always say share them with your friends. Look, when I had toys, I never shared them with my friends. You never see them again.
Right. You know, I think that's one of the things we've seen with the whole collectible trend is kids really are. It's because especially if you buy something in a blind bag, you don't know what you might get three of something. So kids are trading them. It's made it a whole social kind of thing. One of the other big trends, of course, is being creative, using tech to be creative. The Lego Movie 2 opened last weekend, did pretty well. Lego has introduced a set that actually looks like some of the sets from the movie. You can use a free app and make your own movies with it. So it's sort of a combination of tech and classic play.
Chris, can you give us sort of a lay of the land there of the Javits Center in response to the toy fair? In other words, is it vendor next to vendor next to vendor? How's it laid out? Who's it targeted for?
Well, this is targeted for buyers, for people who are going to put toys in their stores. There's going to be more than 30,000 of them here over the next 5 days, 477,000 square feet, people from 100 different countries, almost, I think 1,400, somewhere around that, exhibitors. So it's really a big deal, and everybody is hoping that their thing will be the one that the kids will catch on and will be a huge hit.
What about first-time vendors? What's that like for them?
Well, it's really interesting because the Toy Association does have sort of an incubator, so it makes it easy for people to be seen for the first time. There's actually a small toy company called Lethal Chicken that's coming here. They're a game company. They started on Kickstarter. They made a game called What the Film, which is a card game where you have to pick a card for a character, a plot, and a place, and you have to pitch a film in 30 seconds, and your friends vote on it. It's kind of crazy, really sort of fun and creative, but they're sort of a new startup. They're about $24.99, and it's out now. So what they're hoping here is that they're going to have a little bit higher visibility and expand their distribution.
Chris, the toys are for kids. Will there be any kids there?
There are no kids here. I mean, there are obviously some influencers and kids who are in media will be here. But mostly it's adults. I mean, it's people like me running around wearing this Godzilla mask, which is really funny based on the movie. Jax is coming out with all the toys based on the movie. I love the mask because it's silly and I get to be ridiculous.
They don't even have, kid models, kids enjoying themselves. They must have. I mean, how are we to know whether kids are going to like these things?
Leap of faith. No, I'm not completely sure. You know, most of the companies have done a lot of research, and they have videos of kids playing and things like that. But the problem is, or not the problem, but the challenge is keeping focus on the selling and buying and structuring how you're going to take inventory versus kids playing. There's different events during the year, a thing called Sweet Sweet that's on the year where kids can come and play with the toys.
Now, the I've been seeing things, you know, even on while I'm watching the TV monitors on here, and I see things related to the new Toy Story movie that'll be showing up at some future point. How much of anticipation of things in the future do they put in this Toy Fair now?
Well, a lot of things are, most of the things that you're seeing here are for distribution this year, but they've been in the work for 18 months to 2 years. I mean, Toy Story 4 has been in the works for a while. We first saw the toys last August, a lot of the ones, but of course it's all top secret at that point. And now you're going to see more of them coming out, you know, in the next few weeks. And you're not going to see everything here necessarily because people hold things back to introduce later on in the year.
Where's the toy industry's hotbed? Is it in, you know, Japan or in the United States? I mean, who is the ones that's kind of getting the next idea?
Well, ideas come from everywhere. It's really a global industry now, and the U.S. is of course, the largest toy market in the world. And what's happened has been, though, over in recent years, things used to start in one country and then go out. Now you're seeing many more global launches. Certainly companies like Hasbro and Mattel, the two biggest, they're doing things globally. Jack Pacific with the Godzilla movie, that's going to open globally. So you're going to find that mask everywhere you go.
Are you a toy influencer? You mentioned that, a toy influencer. I heard that a couple of times. That seems to be a new phrase on you. You're thinking, I'm so old to this, as opposed to some of those kids that open toys and kind of explain them. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the kids who open toys and explain them, those are sort of classic influencers. I'm more like step back, looking at the history of toys, the context, more of an industry overview, and certainly play. I mean, a lot of my work has to do with, you know, where do things fit in the cognitive development of children. That's sort of the wonky side. And then I get to be silly and play with this stuff.
I'm concerned with the size of the toy boxes on the shelves right now. It seems like there's this certain size of a box that you have to fit a toy in order for it to be displayed anywhere on a shelf.
That's a bit of a thing. I think you're seeing, obviously people want to have that facing in the store because they want that. You know, the bigger the facing, the more likely somebody is to see it and buy it. But you're seeing a lot of things where the package is part of the play as well. Just Play has a line called Hairdorables. The package itself, opening the package is part of the play, and the package is now repurposed, so it's part of the toy. So that's we're seeing more of that, and I think that's in response to concerns about waste and trash.
How long did you keep the Godzilla mask on before you thought, I have to get myself out of this? I'm too old to have this on my head.
I'm not too old to have this on my head. But it's not made for somebody my size. It's made for a kid. So about 15 minutes, and it was like starting to hurt my nose.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's nice. Well, you won't see Chris Burn on The Masked Singer anytime soon, apparently.
At least as Godzilla.
Well, Chris, we appreciate your time this morning, getting us very excited about the new toys for 2019. Where can people get a sneak peek of this as well and follow you in your adventure this week?
Follow me at The Toy Guy on Instagram. We'll have pictures of this and so much more. And then after the show, thetoyguy.com, you'll see stuff throughout the year.
We appreciate your time, Chris. Bye. Thanks for sharing it with us. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Chris Byrne live from the Javits Convention Center in New York City as they're getting ready for their 116th American International Toy Fair.